Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today, I'm talking on-site to Charlotte photographer and painter Julie Corder again. I met Julie through my friend Patricia Boyer. Julie has a new gallery space where she's showing her beautiful floral photography and her recent paintings at the American Beauty Garden Center. It's the perfect setting for her work. We talk about learning new skills and living the artist's life. Enjoy! I've never been smart with investments or stocks, but one thing I've learned over the years is that an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. If you want to get smart with your money, you can trade smarter and maximize your returns with Trade with UFOs. Trade with UFOs is a brand that represents a community of users trading with predictive tools. You don't have to be good with stocks. They literally hold your hand while you trade, teaching you everything you need to know. You see, Trade with UFOs is also a portal which provides access to predictive apps, courses, and coaching, all to show you how to make money using unfilled orders. Why am I so passionate about this? Because then we'll all have more money in our pockets to buy more art. It's time to get smart with your money. Leverage your success with Trade with UFOs. Go to tradewithufos.com and use my offer code Brooke for a 50% off discount on all of their products. That's B-R-O-O-K-E.
We did a phone interview, and she seemed like a really nice person.
Yeah, I'm going to put this right here between us.
Okay.
It's just recording. So, oh my gosh, it is so great to see you.
It is good to see you too, Brooke.
So catch me up on everything. Last time we talked, you were working at Coffee and Thompson, which you aren't anymore. So what are you doing now?
Well, I left Coffee and Thompson when COVID hit. I didn't really have a choice because of the pandemic. Most galleries were closing. So, I started doing portrait photography, actually. My husband and I, Alan, joined a neighborhood church here in East Charlotte, Amity Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
And they agreed to let me use their fellowship hall as a studio space to set up my gear and everything.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. So I've taken Christmas photos, I've done the pastor's portrait, I've done a lot of family photos for families at the church.
Neat.
Yeah, so I do things like Christmas photos, I do Valentine's photos, I do fall photos, but mainly Christmas photos. So I'm doing that again this year. And then we also started a community garden at the church.
Okay.
About 2 years ago.
And Amity Press is on Sheridan, right?
It's on Sheridan. Okay, yep, not far from Lanier Plaza, where we are here.
Yeah.
Right down the road.
Yeah.
So we started a community garden there, which is a Mecklenburg County edible landscape and orchard. Ooh. So it was funded by the county.
Nice.
Which was really great. They built us 4 raised beds, and we had a community garden build day, and we had lunch, and we had lots of volunteers. And we've recently gotten a Swahili population there from refugees from the Congo.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yes. So they have been really excited about the garden. And we also do a food ministry there, which we've been doing since COVID, which got funded by a grant from the Presbytery at first. And then we got, for this year, we got a Mecklenburg County C20 grant for our market. So we give away like free fresh produce and milk and eggs and bread and all this kind of stuff, and it's a drive through so all you have to do is pull up, give your name, how many people are in your family, and we just put food in your car and you drive away.
When do you do this?
It's on Wednesdays at 4:00.
Okay.
Yes. So yes, for anybody who would like to come, it's a really great thing. And we're hoping to continue into next year, but we're not quite sure about grant funding right now.
Okay.
So we'll have to see. I have a meeting. Our ministry partner is The Bulb, which is a nonprofit food organization, food rescue and food justice organization. So they make the deliveries every week, and we totally cannot do it without them.
Right.
So
right.
All we have to do is bag it up and give it away.
Nice.
So it's really easy.
That's awesome.
And yes, We love working with them. And we originally started doing it because of COVID. So I feel like we've been doing it for, this will be our third, if we go into 2024, it'll be our fourth year doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, every Wednesday at 4. So it's been quite a commitment. Yes.
That's awesome.
It's been good. So, and then what else have I been up to? I'm trying to think. I've been doing portrait photography. I'm doing a lot of painting, as you saw.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have taken lessons with Brian Wilson, who has his master's in fine art. And he's a teacher at the Northwest School of the Arts High School here in Charlotte. And we... During COVID, for about a year, I took Zoom art lessons with
him.
Right,
because everyone was doing
Zoom. Yeah, everyone was doing Zoom.
Doing Zoom, not
yeah,
not
so
Zoom
it was the new thing, yes. And I had, like, a show at Charlotte Art League in their small works exhibit. I had a wall there for a little while. What else did I do? I was at Foster's Frame and Art Gallery with some of my stuff.
Okay. Where is that?
That's in Huntersville.
Okay.
Yeah, Foster's Frame and Art is in Huntersville. That's John Foster and his wife. They own Foster's Frame and Art Gallery.
I feel like I've seen it or been there, but I think you...
A lot of the same artists that were at Coffee and Thompson were also at Foster's Frame and Art.
Okay.
So that's how I... And John would get us... It was kind of a partnership
kind of thing.
So, and then... What else have I been up to? I've been doing some mixed media pieces lately. I've taken some of my older, not older, but within the past few years, photographs of horses that I took. And I added some beads and stuff like that to my horses.
Cool.
Yes.
Really cool.
Thank you. So those are framed, and everything's here at American Beauty Garden Center.
Right.
So I think this
is like the perfect place for your stuff. But it was funny. I was asking my dad where this was because I was like, I'm not totally sure. And he was like, you're having an art exhibit there. And I'm like, well, it's the perfect place for us because it's just got all this floral stuff. And so, but I've never been there. And so, but this is perfect. So how did you? Okay,
My husband Alan Porter is the owner of American Beauty Garden Center.
Okay. Wow.
And it is the only hydroponic garden center here in Charlotte.
Okay.
And he's owned it for 17 years.
Wow.
Yes. So it's been, he used to have a business partner, but then he bought him out. And
okay.
So that's how he started owning this. And so when everything happened with COVID, I was like, I need a place to put my art. And I was already putting art in here as it was.
Right.
So they had another part of the store called Do No Harmacy, which focused on like CBD, stuff like that.
Natural,
and we have natural medicine, stuff like that. So, I basically, Alan agreed to let me hang my stuff in the store,
nice.
And I love it. It's a nice little art gallery. I love being able to show it to his customers,
right.
And the kids that come in, they love it, and it's just been a really great thing to be able to show my work in a space that feels comfortable for me, and natural.
Yeah.
So.
And they're already like flower or plant lovers coming in here. And these are plants that don't die.
Yes.
Which is like the best thing.
Yes. And there are photographs, mixed media, acrylic, oils. There's framed and unframed. There's all different. And there's even the self-portrait in here that I did, which is probably my favorite that I did. Thank you.
Yeah.
Brian helped me with that. That was... drawing out on the grid all the squares and drawing and shading and then painting and then painting and then painting.
Right.
So I was happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, you should be. It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's awesome. But yeah, I was curious because you were a photographer. And did you just start doing the painting or have you always
I've always been doing that. Art has been like a hobby / passion / career forever.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it. And then when I was 12, or around that age. I was a very shy, like, introverted. I read all the time as a child.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a neighborhood that had a lot of older people in it. So I was very much like the kid of the neighborhood. So I got a lot of support from the neighborhood and stuff like that. And then I had a little sister when I was 4. And so we were really close. But yeah, when I was 12, I decided that I wanted to be a writer for some reason.
Yeah.
I have no idea why. I think it was because I loved reading so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved reading. And it's funny, as I've gotten older and I'm in my 40s now, that I didn't realize what a hard language English was to learn.
Yeah.
You know, like, people really, it's a really difficult language to learn.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, me either. So, anyway, I studied English and writing in college. I went to NYU, and I graduated in 99, which seems like a million years ago.
Yeah, totally.
But it's funny, some of the same issues are going on in the world that just are so upsetting. But anyway, I graduated in 1999, and I also learned to speak Spanish when I was in college.
Cool.
Yeah,
I don't
know how
to speak Spanish.
Yeah, Babbel. That's
what I'm saying. I'm using Duolingo.
Yeah, it's good. But yeah, I learned Spanish in college, and then when I came back, actually, I had studied print journalism, so I took, like, a magazine writing article class. I took, like, all these different writing courses. And then I published, actually, in a magazine, a national magazine, national music magazine, called Downbeat, right before I graduated from college. So I was really successful in that, and I published in many, many magazines with my writing in newspapers.
Neat.
Yeah, so.
That's exciting. What kind of stuff did you write about?
It was mainly, like, humanist stories, you know, like, holiday stuff. Not, like, fluffy pieces necessarily, but, you know, like, what certain organizations were doing for certain people and that kind of stuff. You know, like, social, humanitarian stories. Yeah, it was really fun, and I did that. And then I live with my grandmother, actually, and she was from New Jersey. My grandmother, both my parents are from New Jersey.
Okay.
And Metuchen, which is right outside of New York City, about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So my grandmother was from Metuchen, and I actually lived with her because I went to school in the city. And then when I graduated, I lived with her for a little while. And she passed away in 2021, I think it was. And we planted some Lenten roses in my windowsill.
Yeah.
In her honor of her memory, and I have a painting of that here in the store, which I really like.
Neat.
Yeah, it's pink and green. It's very vibrant, colorful, and yeah, I know she's in heaven, so she's good. But yeah, and then what happened? I worked for a newspaper in Columbia. I moved back home after a while to Columbia, South Carolina, where Al and I are both from, and where we met, like, when I was about 18 on a film shoot. Yeah, he was a camera assistant. We both shared the love of photography. And he is actually my lighting director on my shoots. So I'm behind the camera and he does the lighting and all that. So yeah, it's really good. It's a fun time when we have shoots together. Normally, if it's not too stressful. Although we did have our Christmas photo shoot with our dog last weekend, and that was kind of stressful because Charlie about knocked over the camera, and I about died. But it came out really good. I'll have to send you that one. And then, I don't know, Alan and I got back together. We got reconnected through Facebook, and I moved up to Charlotte, and I was working at a corporate job in Columbia, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I moved up here, and I kept that job for about a year, and then I started working at Yoga One, and I met a lot of, I had taken yoga teacher training in my 20s and stuff, so I knew a lot about yoga, and so I think my experience is what got me hired, because I didn't know anybody here in Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah.
So I met a lot of good friends there that have gone on to do amazing things, like my friend Lindsay Crisp, who I met at Yoga One, now owns Kali Yoga Center over in NoDa.
Nice.
And it's actually in the same shopping center where I'm supposed to have a show in 2025 at the Artisan's Palette.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, that's going to be photography. It's fine art photography of Ryan Harris.
Okay.
Who's a Y2 yoga teacher who is over in Dilworth, and he used to work at Yoga One. He was a teacher there for a long time. Amazing, amazing person. Gives the best hugs. Nicest guy ever. Just had a baby girl. I can't remember her name right now. Oh, it's Lydia. Yeah, he and Bethany just had a baby girl, Lydia. But yeah, I'm taking pictures with them. I'll have to send you some so you can post them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so those are going to be printed on metal. And the Artisan's Palette is owned by Krista. I think you pronounce her name Choka.
Okay.
But she, I met her. She's a phenomenal cook, chef.
Yeah.
French trained. And I met her at Coffee and Thompson because she catered our evening in Spain that we had a long time ago. I mean, before COVID.
Right.
So I met her there, and she opened up her own restaurant, and she has an art gallery there.
Nice.
And so I'm hopefully going to be featured there in 2025 with my orchids and my yoga photography. And I've also published in Mantra Magazine. This is some of my...
Nice.
That was one of my photos I did of my friend Grace at Mantra Magazine.
Yeah.
So that's a yoga photo that I did for an international yoga magazine.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm excited. Yeah, we're going to, we've already done the first round of photos with Ryan, and they came out amazing.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not that skilled in Photoshop or anything, so I'm kind of playing with that a little bit, kind of doing like reflections and kind of different rotations of the photos in Photoshop. But yeah, I plan to make some pieces still with my printer, Image Wizards. Well, now they're called like something else, but they're still do the metal prints out of in North Carolina. So they'll be American-made, North Carolina-produced photographs of Ryan that I'm going to do on metal. And I'm also have my framed orchids that are currently in the Amity Room at Amity Presbyterian Church, but they'll be at Artisan's Palette for the show.
I love the thing that's always struck me about your pictures is the color, just the color, and it is. And you said that you like your color is emotion, and I totally agree. I mean, I might not normally agree with with other pictures, but I could totally like with yours. I can totally see that. So talk a little bit about the connection for you.
Well, photography has been something that I picked up when I was probably about 14. Like, my parents had a VCR, like camcorder.
Yeah.
And I would walk around during Christmas and stuff like that and film the family getting ready for Christmas and make jokes and all that kind of stuff. And then my friends, so I really got started on video, actually. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 17, I worked for a local NBC affiliate television station.
Cool.
And learned a lot about video.
Yeah.
And that's where I met Alan, because he was in the film business. And he was from Columbia, but he lived in Charlotte already.
Yeah.
And so I met him when I was a production assistant on a commercial shoot.
Yeah, cool.
And it was only one I ever did. Only one I ever did. Because I got to New York and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't work for free. Because in Columbia they paid me, you know.
Yeah,
so anyway, it was great. But anyway, long story. So then when I was in college, I got a film camera. A film 35mm camera.
Right. Yeah.
And I went to Europe because I studied abroad in Spain. And so I would travel around Spain and take pictures or go to, I visited a friend in Prague. I went to Portugal.
Nice.
Did a little bit of traveling and it was awesome. Awesome. Did not want to come back to the United States.
Well, did you, how did you, were you able to speak? Like, communicate with people?
Yeah, I mean, I had studied for Spanish in high school and in college.
Okay.
And so I had taken a couple of intensive language courses at NYU in
right.
Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And I just decided, it was killing me. I was like, I want to learn this language. I'm not going to be able to learn it unless I go to the country
right.
and, like, get immersed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what I did.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a big step. It was huge. But, hey, I was 20 years old that
yeah.
I could take on the world. So it was great.
Totally.
You know, so it was fun.
That's awesome.
Had a great time. But, yeah, so I speak Spanish. And we have, you know, at the church, we have a lot of Hispanic families that come through the
yeah.
food market. Alan has a lot of customers that are Hispanic. So I get to use it every
yeah. Yeah.
once in a while. It's pretty fun. And then, where was I? I forgot. What was I talking about?
We were talking about the
Oh, the connection between emotion and color. Yeah, so I get a 35 film, and so that's where my love of photography really began, was a 35 millimeter film camera.
Okay. So switching from like video to the...
Yeah, I just loved getting the prints and going to the photo shop and getting your envelope of
yeah.
photos
yeah.
and being able to distribute them and share them and send them to people.
Right.
And it was just a lot of fun. So in my 20s, though, when digital, you know, like cameras came into being, that was difficult.
Yeah.
Had no idea what I was doing.
Right.
And I was single female, like 25 years old, and just didn't have, what was that? Okay. Just didn't have a lot of experience with digital. The whole digital age was like a new Wild West
mm-hmm.
frontier to me. I was like, wow, blew my mind. But I did get a camera, and then I ended up downsizing, actually, to like a Canon Rebel,
okay.
which was much easier to use for me. And then that's where I did a lot of my art photography with, was a Canon Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a Mark 260, so I'm using that. And I just did a photo shoot for Christina Whitson for Art Appraisal Services
yeah, yeah.
a couple weeks ago. I did art verification photos for Picasso
nice.
And a Jean Dufay.
Nice.
Yes, we did it at Art Aspects. They took it all out of the frame and everything for me.
Wow.
And I do believe they were the real thing, so I'm hoping for her client that they were.
Exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was a really cool. Maybe I can send you those. I'll have to ask Christina.
Yeah, I'd
yeah.
love to see these pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, I can show you on my phone.
Okay.
But yeah, so, yeah, like, little things, little jobs here and there, but, you know, I'm busy being a dog mom and a housewife
yeah.
and a small business owner
right, yeah.
with Alan.
Totally,
I mean, he's
yeah.
the owner of the business, but I'm his support system,
yeah,
so,
yeah, totally.
You know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, yeah, and then that's about it, really. I mean, I have some Christmas photos coming up. Got a new backdrop for my Christmas photos this year.
Exciting.
So I'm hoping to get some clients for some family portraits. And then looking forward to doing the community garden at church.
Yeah.
We've got a fall garden grown. Our summer garden did great. We had tons of tomatoes and cucumbers and squash and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and plus I try to cook vegan most of the time.
Yeah.
So we have a greenhouse at our house too
nice.
In our backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Patricia came and
yeah.
saw it. Yeah,
yeah.
So
you live nearby here. You live in
we
the
do.
Coast,
we
right?
live about 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Yeah, right across Independence on Amity Place, your
okay.
first right
yeah,
after
yeah.
conference. So
yeah,
yeah
that's a great area.
It is. The neighborhood is so versatile and rich and diverse.
Totally.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
yeah. It's a great place. We love our neighborhood. And, yeah, we've lived there for about, Alan's lived there for about 25 years. I've lived there for about 15. So, yeah, it's been a while. But, yeah, we don't want to move.
Yeah.
We're happy.
Yeah,
I mean,
same.
With the way the market is right now, we're like, no,
yeah.
thank you.
Same way. I'm not going to move ever.
Yeah. yeah. You live close by, too, don't you?
I live close by. Yeah, I live over off of Central.
Okay, nice. And Plaza Midwood?
Not quite Plaza Midwood, but like right on the edge.
Okay,
so,
nice.
It's a nice area. It's definitely, I remember when it was not a nice area. But if you had told me, like, back then that I'd be living there, I'd be like, oh, I don't think
so. Well, you know, the American Beauty used to be on Central.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Before you moved here, they were at, you know where Yafo Kitchen is?
Yeah.
They demolished his old building and built that building on top of.
When was that?
Let's see, it's 2023, so that was probably. Oh my God. Probably like, we got married in 2011. Probably like 2016, 2017.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. Yeah, the landlord sold the building and they demolished it and built that whole, like, that breakfast eatery that's there and that Yafo kitchen.
Yeah.
That's where the store used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, right across from Midwood Smokehouse right there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
On that corner.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, and then Alan's been doing great. I mean, there was another store in town that did the same thing that he did, but they were a chain, and they ended up closing, like, a few months ago, to our surprise. We had no idea.
Yeah.
But, so he's been doing, he got a lot of new customers lately, so it's been going
Excited.
Good.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so if you need help with organic fertilizers or pest control or soils or seeds, or we're not a nursery, but we have everything to
everything
take care.
For, take care of them, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even know enough about that.
So. Girl, you're talking, singing to the choir, because Ellen's got the green thumb in this family. I'm like, not me. You have the green heart, you know?
That's hilarious. This is so great. I'm
Well, make sure you get some pictures, and everything's for sale.
Fantastic.
So there's some prices on there, and then Alan's able to ring people up at the cash register, credit card, or cash.
Awesome.
So everything's for sale. I'm gonna spruce up some more of my newer stuff with some price tags and stuff on there. But yeah, everything's for sale. Some of these smaller 5x7s are $35, and then. The paintings, the 16x20s are all like $100, unless they're framed, and then they're more. Yeah, I will make sure I have all my prices up by the time you post this.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thanks, bro.
I love that. That's really good.
Those are my oranges and lemons. I got into these still lifes with Brian of food because I was.
Still
Yeah, that's when I was first starting the food ministry at Amity Presbyterian. I started painting some. I did the oranges, which is probably my favorite. That one right there, because it's just so distinct.
Like that one too. Yeah.
But then I have like an eggplant and a green apple and an egg and lemons and oranges, and I have some other ones out. The mountain apples. The mountain apples with the red and gold right there.
Yeah.
I've done some still lifes and I've done some florals. I did some mixed media stuff. That's an oil, that New York music one is a mixed media oil. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, this is so great. Thank you so much for letting me come over
here.
You're welcome.
Look at all
this.
So
this is really great. Yeah.
So
we're going to do another one when we have your other year.
When we get more pictures right. Remind me, I will email you some photos to put in the podcast so you can
For sure. Yeah.
Jazz it up.
Definitely.
Okay.
For sure. Oh, it was so great to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We will do it again. Turn this off and say no.
Thank you so much to Julie Porter. It's always great to talk to you and find out what you've been up to. If you want to see more of Julie, go to juliequarterphotography.com. And as always, if you like this episode, please like or share it.